With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. A gunman opened fire inside a Michigan church during Sunday services, killing at least two people and injuring eight others.
Police say a 40-year-old man rammed a pickup truck into the front door of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in Grand Blanc Township before starting the shooting. He is also believed to have deliberately set fire to the church building. Police shot the suspect. Authorities are still investigating the motive and have identified that suspect as Thomas Jacob Sanford from neighboring Burton.
That's correspondent Ken Lorman reporting. In a video statement, Mayor Eric Adams says he's pulling out of the race and ending his reelection campaign.
Despite all we've achieved, I cannot continue my reelection campaign. The constant media speculation about my future and the campaign finance board's decision to withhold millions of dollars have undermined my ability to raise the funds needed for a serious campaign.
Hurricane Humberto remains a strong Category 4 storm in the Atlantic, threatening Bermuda. A separate system known as Imelda is expected to form into a tropical storm and hurricane. Here's more from hurricane specialist Brad Reinhart of the National Hurricane Center in Miami.
It's currently located over the central Atlantic Ocean. It's expected to turn more towards the northwest than north and kind of curve around Bermuda over the next several days.
Senate Republicans want to delay a vote on the House-passed government funding extension until Tuesday.
Holding a vote just before Tuesday night's shutdown deadline would let Republicans put maximum pressure on Democrats and give more time for lawmakers to come together on an off-ramp. In the House, GOP leaders are waiting to see how the Senate vote goes before calling members back to town.
This is SRN News. Doctors are urging the Supreme Court to protect women's sports.
The American College of Pediatrics has filed a brief in an upcoming case that involves state laws banning boys from playing against girls in sports. In the brief, the ACP says when female sports are invaded by males, quote, girls predictably lose roster spots and scholarships, face unequal competition, and in some sports bear higher injury risk. These are real medical and developmental harms to minors. The High Court will hear arguments this fall. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In the wake of Charlie Kirk's assassination, some of his supporters are expressing hope that the tragedy will galvanize many people, especially young conservatives, to become more engaged in church. There have already been widespread reports of attendance surging at some evangelical houses of worship. Pastor Robert Jeffries of First Baptist Dallas says the short-term impact of Kirk's murder is astounding. This is SRN News. Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton joined the Salem Radio Network to talk about the political violence erupting on the domestic left. Tom said the man who killed conservative activist Charlie Kirk is a left-wing liberal.
I mean, obvious left-wing violence, the assassination of Charlie Kirk. You had a young man who his own parents had said had political views and moved to the left. The governor of Utah, partisan gunslinger, had said the same thing, and you can just tell by what he wrote online or even on the bullet casings that he used.
19 people are recovering after fans stormed the field during Virginia's upset win over Florida State. After Florida State failed to score in double overtime Friday, students and fans rushed the field to celebrate, leading to injuries. The university confirms UVA Health treated a number of individuals and law enforcement responded swiftly. More details at srnnews.com.